So I want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus. Philippians are popular. We want to take it full advantage. My eyes see. My ears hear. And my heart does perceive. You're trying to get through to me. And I want you to. Amen. I'm going to do Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. In the NIV, it's preceded by imitating Christ's humility. So this particular chapter has a title. And that first verse is, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. And I have a circle around like-minded. Having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude has an impact. Your fellowship with the Spirit is bound to get through when you realize that there's a communion of saints involved. That's the next scripture. Matthew 18:20 is first, which was the verse that I spoke over the bread. Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. He doesn't say might be. The second one, it's a communion of saints, Luke 24:15. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. He came along with them. Nothing has changed. People like to talk. Somebody new shows up, they're full of questions. Where are you? Where are you going? Have you heard what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Luke 24:32. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Opening the scriptures to me and you. The scriptures about the blood and the shackles that we prayed about earlier. And this time I want a show of hands. How many felt different when we got done? I want you to put your hand up. All right. If you felt different, why? Because I'm being sneaky. When these scriptures are opened up to you, it's because you have felt it. And you have tasted it. It's no longer somebody else's experience. It's something that you personally have had an impact from and with. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled. Ordinary men. They didn't go to Our Lady of Elms. They were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. We've got people that have been with Jesus that are going to the Our Lady of Elms. And they've tasted the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. You see, things are being blessed, and people are being blessed, and places are being blessed because of you. Well, you say, how many more could we send out if we only had a few? Jesus started with 12. In today's churchianity, 12 would be a flunk. Wouldn't even get a passing mark. But I tell you that those 12 anointed of the Lord changed the whole known world at that time. Without a cell phone. Without electricity. Without a radio. Without a television. Without a car. Or a plane or a ship. They did have sailboats. And they knew how to sail at the wrong time and in the wrong season. We know that for a fact. But I'm trying to show you something. Is anything too big for God?
No.
Can He change your neighborhood? Can He change you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, He's doing it. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. He's called you to fellowship. He's called you to talk to each other. He's talked to you. And He will communicate with you. And He will download information in you. Because He's faithful. Even if you're not. 1 John 1:3. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Take that one to the bank. You see, you cannot have the Son without the Father and the Father without the Son. They're both together. And they released His Spirit into all of us. And you say, well, I don't, and I this, and I that. Stop focusing on the me and start calling yourself we. Take a step of faith. We. You know why? Because you're three parts. Spirit, soul, and body. That calls for a we. Right? And His Spirit is within you. And wherever His Spirit is, the Father and the Son are also.
Amen.
Oh boy, you guys are awake. Thank you, Lord. I was waiting for Mary Jo to say, hey! But somebody's awake. Thank you. One more. Revelations 3:20. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and be with me, and he with me. You just had your table. You ate what he told you to eat. You took some of his blood. That's another level of him coming into us. And you know what? Thousands walked away when he told them that it was his flesh and blood. They could not handle it. The 12 remained, but the thousands walked away. I believe it was 5,000 plus women and children. They could not handle. They couldn't comprehend it. You see, he didn't say, I might. He says, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. I didn't write the book. So when you take time to recognize the intensity of God's gift to us. Someone talked about the manna, right? Mm-hmm. There are some that believe that the manna would taste whatever their favorite food was. It would adjust flavor for whatever they enjoyed. I have a hard time with that comment because they complained that they were looking for onions and leeks. And so I don't know if that's a real truth or if it's a wish for some to try to say that they should have been happy with what they got. I don't think St. Paul was happy with the Roman food at jail. I don't think Peter, James, and John were happy though whenever they were in jail either. There is such a thing as a fellowship of his suffering. And whatever you're going through, like you taking care of your son and watching what you're seeing, and you would like to run the other way, you'd like to just lay hands and declare a miracle. Yet, there's a fellowship going on, but it's totally different than what you and I would want. Watching some of the people in my life making the choices they make, and I would like to do brain surgery, I really think that was my missed vocation. I could have been such a good surgical mind changer. Don't laugh, you. I could just tweak a couple of wires and rewire somebody. Go ahead and giggle. You wanted to be my assistant? How many would have liked to be my assistant and change a few brains? But you can't. You have to rely on the Lord. And that's exactly what he wants. Oh, man, if I could just adjust. Woo!
Yes.
See, if I. Yes. Notice who is the God in that combination. I've resigned myself that I am not the fixer-upper. I had to retire from that job quite a few years ago. And I hated every minute of the retirement because I wanted to change.
whoever it was, because there were different ones at different seasons. Why? Because we like to control. And the Lord said, if you'll give the job to me, it'll be well done, instead of you making a bigger mess. Because that's probably what have been the results of my being a surgeon. I would have created a much bigger mess. So being aware that he's with us, being aware that he's in us, being aware that whenever we gather in his name, he is here. I'd like to go back to verse 24, Luke 24:32. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? The first time that that particular verse drilled a hole in my heart, I was probably in my early 30s. I was at Our Lady of Sorrows. I would go every single year for a retreat just to get away from all the running around and stuff that went on. And there was a song that it was men's retreat. It was no ladies allowed. Sorry, girls. And the song went something like this, because I still remember the refrain. Were not our hearts burning within us? Were not our hearts burning with love? Were not our hearts burning within us? Were not our hearts burning with love? Jesus is with us, is with us, is with us. Jesus is with us, is with us today. Jesus is with us, is with us, is with us. Jesus is with us, is with us today. We're not our hearts. And we would do it in a chorus and over and over. And you know what? Tears would well up in me and I would weep. Because the presence of the Holy Spirit would come and literally fill every heart that was there. You say, what are you saying? It doesn't matter which denomination you're part of. There's all kinds of nations out there. There's domino nations and all kinds of that. There's imaginations. There's all kinds of nations, isn't there? God can use any one of them to get through to you and to get through to them. Don't judge, don't condemn, don't find fault, because it's only going to backfire on you. He's capable of touching whoever, wherever, and however. He's able to impact the broken ones. My job and your job is to lift them up and ask for the day that he will knock on their door, that he will hear what their real heart is crying out for. And then his voice will permeate them and shatter the darkness. And he will be able to transform them from what they've been to what they need to become. And some of them, it's going to be a slow process and you're not going to like it. If you've lost your patience, ask God for more. Because if you'd like to have somebody, you know, like you want to bang some heads together, I want to tell you that that's not going to work either. So if you'll close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I know.
I know.
beyond a shadow of a doubt,
beyond a shadow of a doubt,
that you are here,
that you are here,
that you're in me,
that you're in me,
that you're taking me,
that you're taking me
where I need to go,
where I need to go.
Your fellowship
is going to increase,
because I want more.
I'm not satisfied,
but I am going to praise you.
But I am going to praise you.
That you are with us.
That you are with us.
That you are in us.
That you are in us.
And you're transforming us.
And you're transforming us.
From where we've been.
From where we've been.
To where we need to go.
To where we need to go.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.